The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now!
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the Sausage. Patty the Pipe.
For us, on our age group, we're not going to see the end of this. This is going to go on for great grandchildren.
Oh, God.
Not even our children, or, you know, it's just going to be such a long time, and so many people are going to be hurt.
Oh,
and kids, you know, they'll never be able to own a house.
Yeah, it might take years. I mean,
again, it's the way to bring everybody down, to bring the country down. I don't understand it.
They're not going to be happy until they see this double-digit fucking inflation. I don't know what the fuck they can do then. I mean, the signs are there that inflation is going to go up with the consumer product index up to 5% now. This month, last month, 4.2. You know, that fuels inflation. Have you noticed the prices of shit is going up?
Everything, meat, everything is up.
Inflation, whether you want to believe it or not, when prices like that go up, that's worse than the fucking tax. Worse than a tax. Because that's like flushing money down the fucking toilet. Because that money doesn't fuel all of the free shit that they want to do. That shit to buy your shit. You'd be better off fucking paying it in tax. Because maybe that can help pay for the shit that you want to give away for fucking free. But no, we'll pay more for this shit. It's like flushing money down the fucking toilet, because that's never coming back, and there's no way that it can come back. And then, you know, once all the fucking money's gone, once Bezos has bought up all the fine art and ate it for fucking lunch, and all these people got the money and done this shit, where the fuck are they going to get the money from? Where are they going to get it from?
I got no idea. It doesn't make sense, that's all.
Fuck it. Buy the Mona Lisa, cut it up into little pieces, eat it with fucking caviar for all I fucking get. If that's what you fucking want to do. Jesus Christ. Did you see that fucking CNN now wants to, is hired back Jeffrey Toobin? He's back on the air, he's coming back. That's the guy that was caught fucking jacking off during a fucking Zoom call to the network. You know, when they thought they were on break. Let me rub one out. Fucking caught doing that. And they took him back. It's too bad his name is it wasn't Jack instead of Jeffrey. Because, you know, Jack. He's jacking his tubing, baby.
Jacking his tubing off.
What a fucking idiot. And what the fuck was he jerking off to? One of the girls on the fucking Zoom call? What the fuck was he jerking off to?
I don't know.
I can't believe that CNN would fucking hire him back. How the fuck do you do that?
But listen. All this shit with the TV is so fucking corrupt. And they're all so fucking weird. Nothing would surprise me. So he yanked his fucking plank during the thing, you know, and they're going to iron him back. Okay. They want to tell you that everything that they're doing is acceptable as long as it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Anything that has to do with Donald Trump is inacceptable.
And Dr. Seuss.
And anything with Dr. Seuss. And whatever Dr. Fauci says, we should believe
is gold. Yes.
It's the golden rule. Dr. Fauci says that you better do it.
I don't like Fauci at all. I never liked this fucking asshole. And I don't know why people. Oh, that's too much for me to read. That's your fucking job, is to read shit like that. In fact, your job isn't to go on fucking CNN and MSNBC and talk about stupid shit that doesn't make any fucking sense. Your job is to read those fucking emails and decipher them and figure out what the fuck we're supposed to do. Or have you not forgot that? You think you're getting paid to just the almighty fucking Fauci does kick my ass.
Listen, the bottom line is, as long as he's getting away with it, he's not going to change.
He is not going to get away with it. I'm sorry.
I hope. Well, I'm not
going to get away with it. It's coming out.
It's going to come out. I hope he doesn't get away with it, but I'm not going to say he's not, because if the system is as corrupt as it is, they'll figure something else out.
Wait, Dave,
are you pulling one out now?
Hey,
are you tubing it?
It's a tubing, baby. He's pulling the
That's going to be a new thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Phil, you guys need to laugh a little, you know?
All I know is from now on, yanking your plank is going to be known as pulling the tube.
All right, I have some Trump news here for you.
Go ahead, let it ride.
Radio talk show host Wayne Allen Root early June.
Why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, and I'm hoping you run in 2024, but why not run in 2022 for the United States Congress, a House seat in Florida, win big, lead us to a dramatic landslide victory, taking the House by 50 seats, and then you become the Speaker of the House, lead the impeachment of Biden, and start criminal investigations against Biden. You'll wipe him out for his last two years, and then you'll be president. Do it!
You know,
it's
very interesting.
You'll be a folk hero. You'll be a folk hero.
And people have said, run for the Senate. Okay, run for the Senate. But you know what? Your idea might be better. It's very interesting.
Now that idea.
So.
Well, actually, do you know that he doesn't have to be a congressman to be the Speaker of the House? All they have to do is get the votes. I could be the Speaker of the House if I get enough people in Congress that says that I want Richie DeSalvis to be the Speaker of the House, and I get 18 fucking people to do that to vote to say I become the Speaker of the House. I don't have to be a member of Congress, so he can still be the Speaker of the House and not be a member of Congress.
That is possible. That would be interesting.
Very interesting.
It can happen. He doesn't have to run for Congress to do that. He can do it as a private citizen. He just has to whip the vote with the people and says, vote for me as the Speaker, I'll go and I'll be the Speaker.
That's
and enough
it.
People vote for him in Congress. If enough people vote, he gets the 218 votes or whatever, he's the Speaker of the House.
Nancy, I'm coming for your ass,
so
Nancy.
I said that. It could happen. It could happen. You know? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
And what about the vice president when she went to the border? The stupid questions they asked her.
Can you believe that shit? She didn't go to the fuck. Wait a second. when the fuck did she go to the border? She even left the whole answer. What? We've been to the border. You haven't been to the border. Wow. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. Yeah, no fucking shit. What kind of a fucking answer is that?
Did you see
where she went down to? When she went down to Guatemala, okay, she probably flew over the fucking North Pole all the way around that way to get to Guatemala. Just so she wouldn't be caught flying over the fucking border to get to where she got. Oh no, she can't go anywhere fucking near it, probably. But they were telling her, don't come. She said, don't come. Don't come. I believe you will be turned back. I'm not sure. I'm in charge. But what the fuck do I know? I've never been there. I really don't fucking know. But I think you'll be turned back. Well, maybe not.
Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
Obviously, I have no idea what the fuck is going on there. But I think maybe you'll be turned back. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that she's the vice president. That's unbelievable.
Honestly, I don't think her and Biden really like each other a lot. I think she was put there. I think Obama put her there.
She was put there to win. That's why she was put there.
Because Obama loved her. And I wouldn't be too surprised if her and Obama didn't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do the horizontal mambo thing.
No. That's why I keep thinking that Trump needs to get a black person to run with him when he runs again.
Well, there are people that he can get. I mean, he can get Tim Scott. There's other people that he could get.
But I probably got it. What about he gets
banners that were down there that were flying during in Guatemala? It said, you know, Kamala, Trump won. There was fucking banners they had out there. Kamala, Trump won, by the way. You know, and saying, go home, Kamala, go home. You know, motorcade was fucking goddamn mobbed by protesters. I mean, they didn't want her fucking there either. They really didn't. It's a mess. It really is. It is a mess.
What about now? Weird news.
Go ahead, Rich.
Kind of weird news.
Go ahead,
we
go.
Don't get weird enough. I don't know. Do I have any weird news? Let me see if I have any weird news. Okay, how about this? Prince Harry is leading by example. He's taking a 5 month of parental leave after the birth of his daughter. What I want to know is exactly what the fuck is he taking leave from? He doesn't fucking work. He doesn't do a fucking thing. Somebody's going to tell this fucking idiot that maybe he's taking a leave from fucking giving interviews to Oprah. I don't fucking know. But maybe somebody needs to tell this fucking privileged piece of fucking shit that parental leave doesn't mean that, I'm taking leave from being a parent. And I'm going to go to strip clubs and bang fucking everything that fucking moves. I mean, that's not parental leave. I don't know what the fuck he's, what the hell is he taking leave from? He can't, what is he? I'm going to go sow my royal oats. I'm taking parental leave. I'm taking leave from everything. I'm going to go, that's
good. He's going to go do a tubing.
And he's going to go do a tubing. Yeah. And then, how about this? Did you see that guy in Italy?
God.
He sold a statue, an invisible statue. There's a town in Italy. And he even supplied them with a letter of authenticity. Invisible. You can't see it. They even marked out the area where this supposed invisible statue is fucking sitting, which you can't see it because it's fucking, it doesn't even fucking exist. But they have a piece of paper saying, basically it's just, well, you paid $18 for fucking nothing, you fucking idiot. Well, how do you authenticate that? I mean, maybe we should probably start selling parcels of land on the fucking moon. Okay, that's what we should do. We should start selling parcels of land on the moon and come up with a letter of authenticity, and we'll even show you where the fucking lot is through a telescope. That's your fucking lot. And give me $15 or $5,000, or even if I give me a fucking $100. I don't give a shit. There's enough money to be made on the fucking moon. We can oversell it anyway. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. Did you hear about this? France sending us another Statue of Liberty, but it's only 10 foot high, this one.
Yeah, 9 or 10
it's foot. It's the little sister. The little sister of the statue.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure, in case they got to tear it down, they don't hurt themselves. That's why they only went with a 10-foot statue.
It was silent for a little while, then I think it's moving over to Washington or some shit. Who the fuck is that?
Nah, somebody's going to find it fucking offensive. I'm telling you that now. I can only imagine. It's coming.
Is she wearing fucking underwear out there? Oh, well.
Is the new one black copper?
It looks pretty dark.
All right, that's what. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Of Liberty.
And
it did look really very dark looking. It's not patinaed or nothing like that. It looks black.
That's what the Statue of Liberty looks like. It's a bronze statue. It's all bronze. It turns green after many years of patina.
So yeah.
Originally, the Statue of Liberty looked just like that 9-foot one. It was bronze. It was not gold, but bronze. And through the years, it turned green from the oxidation.
But
it is bronze. It is all bronze, man. It's made of coop. Don't tell your ex-farmer. It's made of coopernickel.
And Skupinicka, let's go take it.
Fucking steal it.
You know, I got to tell you, the face, I don't know, I can't really get a close-up on this because I'm trying to see, but I don't know. She does really look like a black person now to me. Okay.
Well, maybe she is a little on the dark side. Who the hell knows? I don't know. Maybe she is.
I just say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What's the word? What's the golden rule?
Well,
how are we going to stop this shit that's going on?
You can't stop
it. How do we stop it?
You can't stop anything.
In 2022, all you're going to do is you'll slow it down.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Slow it down.
Just like, did you see Texas? Well, the other was, I can't remember what the guy's name was. Running to the governor of Texas. He wants to do the wall of Texas. He wants to do the wall. And then, of course, then the governor of Texas says that he wants to complete it now, too, because that was such a big... And they can. I mean, by all means, they can. Of course, they'll probably be hit with lawsuits and will slow them the hell down, but they have every fucking right to do it. But you got to exhaust all these stupid lawsuits. They're all going to be frivolous and for shit, and it's going to take a while, just like the wall now. Trump spent 2 years in court defending these stupid frivolous lawsuits before he was able to, otherwise it would have been done. But Texas wants to fucking complain it. They want to do their part of it. They want to do it. And they should. I hope they do. I fucking send money for that. Hell yeah.
Jesus.
I send them some money, but I fuck put that goddamn wall up. You know, and but there'll be court battle. They'll fight in the court, and that'll slow down. They won't be able to start construction until they get done with all the court fucking battle. And that's the only thing you do is slow them down with these court battles. Just slow them down until 2022, and then we need to win. This is all contingent on winning in 2022, because if you don't fucking win in 2022, well, then you got another two fucking years of more of shit until 2024. And I don't know, you know, it's up to the Americans, it's up to the flag flying people, man. The other people, that's why they're offended by the flag, because they may lose this little stinking majority that they fucking have from people that want it back. The people that love this country and not some other fucking country, and not going to put this country second, third, fourth, fifth, or last. We're going to put it first. And that's the way it needs to be. Yeah, we help everybody out. And great. They deserve it. We'll help them. And that's what Trump is doing. We'll help them. We'll help them. We'll help. You know, and like, I think, like, I honestly think that we should go after the reparations from China for the $10 trillion, you know.
The whole world should go after it.
But yes, that's what it has to be. We can't just, you know.
The whole world needs, right.
We can't just cancel their debt. And because that would make us look bad that we don't pay our bills in our country. But if all the nations came together, that's could be done. Then you can start canceling.
We need
debt.
To have
everybody cancels that. Everybody cancels all of that, and that would be a tremendous negotiation. And I can tell you right now, Joe Biden will not do it. He couldn't even begin to negotiate a fucking deal like that. I don't think he can negotiate with his fucking. I don't think he can talk his fucking granddaughter out of the fucking goddamn bathroom when she's pissed off at her mother. Let alone try to fucking get with every fucking hundred and negotiate a deal against China that's paying probably the majority of his salary, more than he's making from the United States. But I know Trump could. He could fucking negotiate that. No fucking doubt in my mind that he could do that. And he would do a great job. And you know what? He'd be fucking honored and proud to fucking do it. I guarantee.
Of course he would. What about this thing? What about this thing with Biden and Chuck Schumer? There, he told him to go ahead with canceling $50,000 in student debt.
I haven't really seen. You can't just do that. I mean, you're spending it's money canceling debt by what? By fucking paying it. We pay it. Taxpayers pay it. You can't. I gave you the scenario about what happens when interest rates go up. Right now, money's cheap. Right now, money is cheap. But, you know, it's less than a quarter of a fucking percent, probably. But the average over 10 years is 5.25%. Turning in 5.25% just to pay the interest on $30 trillion is $15 trillion over 30 years. So that's still $500 trillion a year. You know, we only generate $3 trillion a year. And if we're paying $6 trillion a year in interest, well, 2 and 2 equals 4. 2 and 2 don't equal 6.
Right.
You can't, if we don't pull in enough money, how the fuck are we going to pay just the debt, just the service on the loan, let alone take all the bullshit that they want to do, their Green New Deal, their Green New This. Fuck these people, I'm telling you, they don't understand simple fucking math. And I fucking pointed out, on national TV that interview was, he spent $500 million, could have gave everybody $1 million. No, he could have gave 500 people $1 million. Not every fucking person in the country. He could have given everybody $1.52. What the fuck they can do when they can't even buy a big fucking mat for that? Come on.
It all sounds good when nobody checks the numbers.
People believe it. I wish I was on that panel because right away I would have said, wait a second.
Put the brakes on.
There was probably a redaction that was made a mistake. Probably printed in the New York Times on page 173, you know, of a paper that only had 160 pages in it. Oh, it didn't even make the fucking paper, the redaction. Yeah, whatever. People hear that and they believe that shit. But it's bullshit and it's misinformation. That is quintessential misin for fucking nation. They don't know how to fucking add. And you want to run this country? No. I'm sorry.
That's why we're in the shape that we're in.
They came out with that report, you know, the January 6th report, because, oh my God, that was worse. It was worse than D-Day. We lost a lot more fucking Americans on January 6th, the whole one. And it wasn't even one of theirs. It was one of ours. That doesn't compare to fucking D-Day. We lost 2,500 fucking people in one fucking day. No. You can't compare it to fucking 9/11 when we lost 3,300. No, you can't compare it to that because the math just don't add up. 1 plus nothing is still fucking 1. 1 is nowhere. Let me tell you. Remember the greater than and less than signs that you probably learned when you were like two greater than less than? I'm going to tell you right now, 1 is definitely less than 4,415. 1 is definitely less than 3,300 that lost to the tower. Come on, give me a fucking break, you idiot. But 128 pages of bullshit. They didn't even address the one death that. Oh, my God, it's bad. They didn't even address it. They didn't even address that one death. The black guy, the criminal, the police, Capitol Police is still there. You don't even know. You don't even know. Was he black? Was he white? Was he a star? Yeah.
They're not going to let that out.
It wasn't a black guy shot by a fucking white cop. So he was poor. It would have been the end of it. It looked like he was a black cop shot a white woman. But, oh, no, we can't find out nothing about that. And you know the funny thing, too, is, you know, they had 1,400 fucking hours of video. Did you see any of that? You see the 30 fucking seconds of where they're breaking down the fucking goddamn window. That's all that they can show you. You know why? Because the rest of it was peaceful. It was fucking completely peaceful. That was the only part of it that was a little bit violent. Oh, my God. Those bicycle racks. They had to be laced with plutonium 235, I guess. You know, because they were like weapons of fucking mass destruction or some shit. Yeah. 1,400 hours of fucking goddamn video. You think you would see another minute or two? I seen a couple of minutes of it. The guy that happened, they were being peaceful. They said, you know, don't, you know, they're going to let us in. We got to be peaceful. We're not going to break nothing. We're not going to disturb nothing. We're not going to. He was actually saying that to the guy. He was saying it to the crowd. Turning around, saying it's a car. We're going to go in, but we're going to go in peaceful. But no, they can't show you that. So 1,400 hours, I guarantee you there's got to be more than 1 minute of fucking violence. The only reason why you see 1 minute is because there's only 1 minute of fucking violence. And that's it. One fucking minute.
Yeah.
And that's it. Trust me, if there was anything else violent there, that video would have been... It would have been the number one trending fucking video on fucking Facebook. Okay? But it's not.
Sure.
Because it didn't fucking happen. Because there's nothing violent to fucking report. So, let's go to the high schools and there's one kid that pledged allegiance to fucking Allah now instead of God. What kind of bullshit? You know, did you see that? The kid was doing the pledge of allegiance and he instead of, you know, under God, it was under Allah, or whatever. I can't.
When they come out with this shit, they should immediately be taken out of the country, brought back to the country that they want Allah to be the hero.
Well, the high school fucking kid.
They don't belong to you.
Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance is Pledge of Allegiance. To our flag. You know that thing that pledge allegiance to that thing that disturbs you so much. That's what the pledge is.
Yeah.
Changing the fucking words is not part of it. It's
terrible. Another fucking terrible thing.
What's that?
I don't know. I think we just keep going down worse and worse and worse and worse.
We need to stop. A lot to fucking answer to, and I don't know. I hope we can pull it all back in 22. I really hope we can.
I'm going to let you guys take a little break right now while we do our commercial right here.
Uh-oh, we got
to... Hey, do a commercial.
We started doing commercials now and shit, and when the hell do we get paid for this shit?
You want your cup of joe to give you what you need, and then some. To wake the fuck up. Extra strong coffee. We're fucking serious.
Alexa, play the Wise Guys podcast on TuneIn.
Getting the latest episode of The Wise Guy. Here it is from TuneIn.
The program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh my God.
All right. Lexa got you on target now. They know where you're at.
They know where we're at.
Yeah.
They know where we're at.
They know where you're at.
You know, I think you're going to see probably in the next, probably early summer here. Summer's getting ready to start. Early midsummer, I would say at the very latest, early. I think Trump is coming, is working on his internet platform. I think he is. And it's going to come out here really soon, I think. So, I do. And Dave, you need to start working on, you need to get in touch with people down and tell them they need to carry our podcast. You know? They need to carry our podcast. Pick us up.
Pick us up, God damn it.
Pick us up.
God damn it.
And, yeah.
Maybe Trump will come on our show.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. We got bad news for people that like Nathan's hot dogs.
Oh, it's a matter now.
They're going to make...
What happened now?
Plant-based hot dogs now.
What the hell?
Come on, this is terrible now.
Fucking plants.
Yeah,
everything to make it a plant. Everything's plant-based. But right now, you're going to get rid of cows, chickens, fucking pigs.
Yeah.
Everything being replaced by one thing, a plant. What the fuck do they got against plants?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Yep. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken.
Everything. Everything is plant-based. Everything is plant-based. All these fucking vegetarians. It's going to be like a... Remember that movie, fucking The Demolition Man? That was a great fucking movie. What was it? Dennis Leary said, a 40-year-old virgin lying around on the fucking couch singing, I wish I was an Oscar-Meyer wiener. The 40-year-old virgin singing, I wish I was an Oscar-Meyer wiener. That was a great fucking movie. Man. But that's how... I mean, I would watch that movie. It's from, I think, the 90s. With Sylvester Stallone and fucking Wesley Snipes. It was a funny movie. I haven't seen that in years, but man. And that's the way life would be under this utopia. Watch that shit. Watch it. Watch it. It's great. It's a good movie. It's funny.
Fucking utopia, all right.
Oh, yeah. Cock Wilson's way. Biden's way. Whatever. Fucking Mr. Cock Wilson. His way of doing things. Or whatever. That's what it was. And the whole fucking restaurant, the fucking Taco Bell. Because they're the only ones that survived the fucking restaurant war.
Taco Bell.
Or whatever the fuck it was. That was an enormous paper. The three seashells. You know? That was a funny movie. That really was.
Oh,
I gotta watch it again. It's been probably been 5 years since I've seen that movie, but I gotta watch it again. It's funny.
All right, you ready to wrap it up?
We gotta wrap.
You rap.
We gotta wrap. We're rapping.
You can rap, Ged. Go for it.
All right. So listen. God bless America.
And. Everybody have a great day and take a bet. D-Day just passed. That's a bloody day. I don't give a shit.
Very bloody day.
I'm recognizing it. You know,
God bless our veterans.
Send people to death.
God bless our veterans that made the ultimate sacrifice for us to be in a free land.
Prayer for every one of us. Because without them, you wouldn't be able to spew your bullshit.
Exactly. All right, I guess it's peace out.
Peace out, guys. Ciao.
Ciao.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go. Hear me now.
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the sausage. Patty the plate.
For us, on our age group, we're not going to see the end of this. This is going to go on for up to great grandchildren.
Oh, God.
Not even our children or, you know, it's just going to be such a long time and so many people are going to be hurt.
Oh,
and kids, you know, they'll never be able to own a house.
Yeah, it might take years. I mean,
But again, it's the way to bring everybody down, to bring the country down. I don't understand it.
They're not going to be happy until they see this double-digit fucking inflation. I don't know what the fuck they can do then. I mean, the signs are there that inflation is going to go up with the consumer product index up to 5% now. This month, last month, 4.2. You know, that fuels inflation. Have you noticed the prices of shit is going up?
Everything, meat, everything is up.
Inflation, whether you want to believe it or not, when prices like that go up, that's worse than a fucking tax. Worse than a tax. Because that's like flushing money down the fucking toilet. Because that money doesn't fuel all of the free shit that they want to do. That's just to buy your shit. You'd be better off fucking paying it in tax because maybe that could help pay for the shit that you want to give away for fucking free. But no, we'll pay more for this shit. It's like flushing money down the fucking toilet because that's never coming back and there's no way that it can come back. And then, you know, once all the fucking money's gone, once Bezos has bought up all the fine art and ate it for fucking lunch, and all these people have got the money and done this shit, where the fuck are they going to get the money from? Where are they going to get it from?
I got no idea.
I got no idea.
It doesn't make sense. That's all.
Fuck it. Buy the Mona Lisa, cut it up into little pieces, eat it with fucking caviar for all I fucking get. If that's what you want to do. Jesus Christ. Did you see that fucking CNN now wants to, is hired back, Jeffrey Toobin? He's back on the air, he's coming back. That's the guy that was caught fucking jacking off during a fucking Zoom call to the network. You know, when they thought they were on break. Let me rub one out real quick. He's fucking caught doing it. And they took it back. It's too bad his name wasn't Jack instead of Jeffrey. Because, you know, Jack. He's jacking his tubing, baby.
He's jacking his tubing off.
A fucking idiot. And what the fuck was he jerking off to? One of the girls on the fucking Zoom call? What the fuck was he jerking off to?
I don't know.
I can't believe that CNN would fucking hire him back. How the fuck do you do that, man?
But listen. All this shit with the TV is so fucking corrupt, and they're all so fucking weird. Nothing would surprise me. So he totally yanked his fucking plank during the thing, you know. Right. And they're gonna iron him back. They want to tell you that everything that they're doing is acceptable as long as it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Anything that has to do with Donald Trump is inacceptable.
And Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
And anything with Dr. Seuss. And whatever Dr. Fauci says, we should believe.
Is gold. Yes.
It's the golden rule. Dr. Fauci says it, you better do it.
I don't like Fauci at all. I never liked this fucking asshole. And I don't know why people. Oh, that's too much for me to read. That's your fucking job, is to read shit like that. Your job isn't to go on fucking CNN and MSNBC and talk about stupid shit that doesn't make any fucking sense. Your job is to read those fucking emails and decipher them and figure out what the fuck we're supposed to do. Or have you not forgot that? You think you're getting paid to just the almighty fucking Fauci?
The bottom line is, as long as he's getting away with it, he's not gonna change.
He is not gonna get away with it. I'm sorry.
I hope.
It's coming out. It's coming out.
I hope he doesn't get away with it, but I'm not gonna say he's not, because if the system is as corrupt as it is, They'll figure something else out.
Hey, Dave,
are you pulling one out now?
Hey,
are you tubing it?
It's tubing, baby. He's pulling it.
That's going to be the new thing.
I feel you guys need to laugh a little, you know.
All I know is from now on, yanking your plank is going to be known as pulling a tubing.
Pulling a tubing.
All right, I have some Trump news here for you.
Go ahead, let it ride.
Radio talk show host Wayne Allen Root early June.
Why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, and I'm hoping you run in 2024, but why not run in 2022 for the United States Congress, a House seat in Florida, win big, lead us to a dramatic landslide victory, taking the House by 50 seats, and then you become the Speaker of the House, lead the impeachment of Biden, and start criminal investigations against Biden. You'll wipe him out for his last two years, and then you'll be president. Do it!
You know, it's very interesting.
You'll be a folk hero.
And people have said, run for the Senate. Okay, run for the Senate. But you know what? Your idea might be better. It's very interesting.
Now that idea.
So.
Well, actually, do you know that he doesn't have to be a congressman to be the Speaker of the House? All they have to do is get the vote. I could be the Speaker of the House. If I get enough people in Congress that says that I want Richie DeSalvich to be the Speaker of the House, and I get 18 fucking people to do that, to vote, to say I become the Speaker of the House. I don't have to be a member of Congress. So he can still be the Speaker of the House and not be a member of Congress.
That
is possible.
That would be interesting.
Very interesting.
It can happen. He doesn't have to run for Congress to do that. He can do it as a private citizen. He just has to whip the vote with the people and says, vote for me as the Speaker. I'll go and I'll be the Speaker.
That's
and if enough people vote for him in Congress, if enough people vote, he gets the 218 votes or whatever, he's the Speaker of the House.
Nancy, I'm coming for your ass,
so
Nancy.
I said that. It could happen. You know? I don't know. Maybe.
And what about the vice president when she went to the border? The stupid questions they asked her.
Can you believe that shit? She didn't go to the fuck. Wait a second. when the fuck did she go to the border? She didn't.
Why is
she even left the whole answer? What? You haven't. We've been to the border. We've been. You haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. Yeah, no fucking shit. What kind of a fucking answer is that?
Did
you see where she went out to? When she went down to Guatemala, okay, she probably flew over the fucking North Pole all the way around that way to get to Guatemala. This way she wouldn't be caught flying over the fucking border to get to where she got. Oh no, she can't go anywhere fucking near it, probably. But they were telling her, don't come. She said, don't come. Don't come. I believe you will be turned back. I'm not sure. I'm in charge. But what the fuck do I know? I've never been there. I really don't fucking know. But I think you'll be turned back. Well, maybe not. Obviously, I have no idea what the fuck is going on there. But I think maybe you'll be turned back. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that she's the vice president. That's what's unbelievable.
I don't really think her and Biden really like each other a lot. I think she was put there. I think Obama put her there.
She was put there to win. That's why she was put there.
Because Obama loved her. And I wouldn't be too surprised if her and Obama didn't,
do the horizontal mambo thing.
That's why I keep thinking Trump needs to get a black person to run with him when he runs again.
Well, there are people that he can get. I mean, he can get Tim Scott. There's other people that he could get. But banners that were down there that were flying during in Guatemala? It said, Kamala, Trump won. There was fucking banners they had out there. Kamala, Trump won, by the way, and saying, go home, Kamala, go home. Her motorcade was fucking goddamn mobbed by protesters. I mean, they didn't want her fucking there either. They really didn't. It's a mess. It really is. It is a mess.
What about now?
Weird news.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Rich.
Kind of weird news.
Go ahead,
we
go.
We don't get weird enough. I don't know. Do I have any weird news? Let me see if I have any weird news. Okay, how about this? Oh, okay. Prince Harry is leading by example. He's taking a 5-month of parental leave after the birth of his daughter. What I want to know is exactly what the fuck is he taking leave from? He doesn't fucking work. He doesn't do a fucking thing. Somebody's going to tell this fucking idiot that maybe he's taking a leave from fucking giving interviews to Oprah. I don't fucking know. But maybe somebody needs to tell this fucking privileged piece of fucking shit that parental leave doesn't mean that, I'm taking leave from being a parent and I'm going to go to strip clubs and bang fucking everything that fucking moves. I mean, that's not parental leave. I don't know what the fuck he's, what the hell is he taking leave from? He can't, what is he? I'm going to go sell my royal oath. I'm taking parental leave. I'm taking leave from everything. I'm going to go, that's
good. He's going to go do a tubing.
And he's going to go do a tubing. Yeah. And then, how about this? Did you see that guy in Italy, sold a statue, an invisible statue. There's a town in Italy. And he even provided them with a letter of authenticity. Invisible. You can't see it. They even marked out the area where this supposed invisible statue is fucking sitting, which you can't see it because it's fucking, it doesn't even fucking exist. But they have a piece of paper saying, basically, you paid $18 for fucking nothing, you fucking idiot. How do you authenticate that? I mean, maybe we should probably start selling parcels of land on the fucking moon. Okay, that's what we should do. We should start selling parcels of land on the moon and come up with a letter of authenticity, and we'll even show you where the fucking lot is through a telescope. That's your fucking lot. And give me $15 or $5,000, or even if I give me a fucking $100. I don't give a shit. There's enough money to be made on the fucking moon. We can oversell it anyway. Who the fuck cares?
Did you hear about this? France sending us another Statue of Liberty, but it's only 10 foot high, this one.
Yeah, 9 or 10
it's foot. The little sister of the statue.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure, in case they got to tear it down, they don't hurt themselves. That's why they only went with a 10 foot statue.
It's silent for a little while, then I think it's moving over to Washington or some shit. Who the fuck is that?
Somebody's going to find it fucking offensive. I'm telling you that now. I can only imagine. It's coming.
Is she wearing fucking underwear out there? Oh, well.
Is the new one black copper?
No. It looks pretty dark. It does look dark.
All right. That's what, okay. That's what I thought.
It did look really very dark looking. It's not patinaed or nothing like that. It looks black.
That's what the Statue of Liberty looks like. It's a bronze statue. It's all bronze. Bronze turns green after many years of patina.
Yeah.
So originally, the Statue of Liberty looked just like that 9-foot one. It was bronze. It was not gold, but bronze. And through the years, it turned green from the oxidation. But it is bronze. It is all bronze, man. It's made of Cooper. Don't tell your ex farmer. It's made of Cooper nickel.
It's Cooper nickel. Let's go take it.
They'll fucking steal it.
I gotta tell you, the face. I don't know. I can't really get a close up on this because I'm trying to see, but. I don't know. She does really look like a black person now to me. Okay.
Well, maybe she is a little on the dark side. Who the hell knows? I don't know. Maybe she is.
I just say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What's the word? What's the golden rule?
Well,
how are we going to stop this shit that's going on?
You can't stop it.
How do we stop it?
You can't stop anything.
In 2022, all you're going to do is you'll slow it down.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Slow it down.
Like, did you see Texas? Well, I can't remember what the guy's name was. Running to the governor of Texas. He wants to do the wall of Texas. He wants to do the wall. And then, of course, the governor of Texas says that he wants to complete it now, too, because that was such a big... And they can. I mean, by all means, they can. Of course, they'll probably be hit with lawsuits and it'll slow them the hell down, but they have every fucking right to do it. But you got to exhaust all these stupid losses. They're all going to be frivolous and for shit, and it's going to take a while. It's just like the wall now. Trump spent 2 years in court defending these stupid frivolous losses before he was able to, otherwise it would have been done. But Texas wants to fucking complete it. They want to do their part of it. They want to do it. And they should. I hope they do. I fucking send money for that. Hell yeah.
Jesus.
I send them the money, but I put that goddamn wall up. But there'll be court battle. They'll fight them in court, and that'll slow down. They won't be able to start construction until they get done with all the court battle. And that's just what you need to do. Is slow them down with these court battles. Just slow them down. Slow them down until 2022, and then we need to win. This is all contingent on winning in 2022, because if you don't fucking win in 2022, well, then... then you got another 2 fucking years of more than shit to 2024. And I don't know, you know, it's up to the American, it's up to the flag flying people, man. The other people, that's why they're offended by the flag, because they may lose this little stinking majority that they fucking have from people that want it back. The people that love this country and not some other fucking country, and not going to put this country second, third, fourth, fifth, or last. We got to put it first. And that's the way it needs to be. Yeah, we help everybody out. And great. They deserve it. We'll help them. And that's what Trump is doing. We'll help them. We'll help them. We'll help. You know, and like, I think, like, I honestly think that we should go after the reparations from China for the $10 trillion, you know.
The whole world should go after it.
But yes, that's what it has to be. We can't just, you know.
The whole world needs
it. We can't just cancel their debt. And because that would make us look bad that, oh, we don't pay our bills or that kind of shit. But if all the nations came together, that could be done. Then you could start canceling.
We need to have
everybody cancels that. Everybody cancels all of that. And that would be a tremendous negotiation. And I can tell you right now, Joe Biden will not do it. He couldn't even begin to negotiate a fucking deal like that. I don't think he can negotiate with his fucking, I don't think he can talk his fucking granddaughter out of the fucking goddamn bathroom when she's pissed off at her mother. Let alone try to fucking get with every fucking hundred and negotiate a deal against China that's paying probably the majority of his salary, more than he's making from the United States. But I know Trump could. He could fucking negotiate that. No fucking doubt in my mind that he could do that. And he would do a great job. And you know what? He'd be fucking honored and proud to fucking do it. I guarantee.
Of course he would. What about this thing? What about this thing with Biden and Chuck Schumer? There, he told him to go ahead with canceling $50,000 in student debt.
I haven't really seen. You can't just do that. I mean, it's money. Canceling debt by what? By fucking paying it. We pay it. Taxpayers pay it. You can't. I stated a scenario about what happens when interest rates go up. Right now, money's cheap. Right now, money is cheap. But, you know, it's less than a quarter of a fucking percent, probably. But the average over 10 years is 5.25%. So you need 5.25% just to pay the interest on $30 trillion is $15 trillion over 30 years. So that's $500 trillion a year. You know, we only generate $3 trillion a year, and if we're paying $6 trillion a year in interest, well, 2 and 2 equals 4. 2 and 2 don't equal 6.
Right.
You can't, if we don't pull in enough money, how the fuck are we going to pay just the debt, just the service on the loan, let alone take all the bullshit that they want to do, their Green New Deal, their Green New This. Fuck these people. I'm telling you, they don't understand simple fucking math. And I fucking pointed out on national TV that interview was, if he spent $500 million, he could have gave everybody $1 million. No, he could have gave 500 people $1 million. Not every fucking person in the country. He could have gave everybody $1.52. What the fuck they can do when they can't even buy a big fucking mask for that? Come on.
It all sounds good when they said, but nobody checks the numbers.
People believe it. I wish I was on that panel, because right away I would have said, wait a second.
Put the brakes on.
There was probably a redaction that made a mistake. Probably printed in the New York Times on page 173, you know, of the paper that only had 160 pages in it. Oh, it didn't even make the fucking paper, the redaction. Whatever. People hear that and they believe that shit. But it's bullshit and it's misinformation. That is quintessential mis-in for fucking nation. They don't know how to fucking add. And you want to run this country? No. 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 I'm sorry.
That's why we're in the shape that we're in.
They came out with that report, you know, the January 6th of war, which was, oh my God, that was worse. It was worse than D-Day. We lost a lot more fucking Americans on January 6th, the whole one, and it wasn't even one of theirs. It was one of ours. That doesn't compare to fucking D-Day. We lost 2,500 fucking people in one fucking day. No, you can't compare it to or the fucking 9/11 when we lost 3,300. No, you can't compare it to that because the math just don't add up. One plus nothing is still fucking one. One is no way. Let me tell you, remember the greater than or less than signs that you probably done when you were like two greater than less than? I'm going to tell you right now, one is definitely less than 4,415. One is definitely less than 3,300. That lost in the tower. Come on, give me a fucking break, you idiot. But 128 pages of bullshit. They didn't even address the one death that, oh my God, is bad. They didn't even address it. They didn't even address that one death. The black guy, the colonel, the police, Capitol Police is still there. You don't even know. You don't even know if he's. Was he black? Was he white? Was he a brother? Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah. They're not going to let that out.
It wasn't a black guy shot by a fucking white cop. So it was poor. That would have been the end of it. It looked like he was a black cop shot a white woman. But, oh, no, we can't find out nothing about that. And you know the funny thing, too, is, you know, they had 1,400 fucking hours of video. Did you see any of that? You see the 30 fucking seconds of where they're breaking down the fucking goddamn window. That's all that they can show you. You know why? Because the rest of it was peaceful. It was fucking completely peaceful. That was the only part of it that was a little bit violent. Oh, my God. Those bicycle racks, they had to be laced with plutonium 235, I guess. You know, because they were like weapons of fucking mass destruction or some shit. You know. 1,400 hours of fucking goddamn video. You think you would see another minute or two? I seen a couple of minutes of it. The guy that they were being peaceful. They said, you know, don't, you know, they're going to let us in. We got to be peaceful. We're not going to break nothing. We're not going to disturb nothing. He was actually saying that to the guy. He was saying it to the crowd. Turning around, saying it's a car. We're going to go in, but we're going to go in peacefully. But no, they can't show you that. So 1,400 hours, I guarantee you there's got to be more than 1 minute of fucking violence. The only reason why you see 1 minute is because there's only 1 minute of fucking violence. And that's it. One fucking minute.
Yeah.
And that's it. Trust me, if there was anything else violent there, that video would have been... It would have been the number one trending fucking video on fucking Facebook. Okay? But it's not.
Sure.
Because it didn't fucking happen. Because there's nothing violent to fucking report. So, let's go to the high schools and this one kid that pledged allegiance to fucking Allah now instead of God. What kind of bullshit? You know, did you see that? The kid was doing the pledge of allegiance and he instead of, you know, under God, it was under Allah or whatever. I can't.
When they come out with this shit, they should immediately be taken out of the country, brought back to the country that they want Allah to be the hero. Well,
the high school fucking kid.
They don't belong here.
Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance is Pledge of Allegiance. To our flag. You know that thing that pledge allegiance to that thing that disturbs you so much. That's what the pledge is.
Yeah.
Changing the fucking words is not part of it. It's
terrible. Another fucking terrible thing.
What's that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we just keep going down worse and worse and worse and worse.
We have got a lot to fucking answer to, and I don't know. I hope we can pull it all back in 22. I really hope we can.
I'm going to let you guys take a little break right now while we do our commercial right here.
Uh-oh, we got to...
do a commercial.
We started to do commercials now and shit, and when the hell do we get paid for this shit?
You want your cup of Joe to give you what you need, and then some, to wake the fuck up. Extra strong coffee. We're fucking serious.
Alexa, play The Wise Guys podcast on TuneIn.
Getting the latest episode of The Wise Guy. Here it is from TuneIn.
The program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, my God.
All right. Alexa got you on target now. They know where you're at.
They know where we're at.
Yeah.
They know where we're at.
They know where you're at.
You know, I think you're going to see probably in the next, probably early summer here. Summer's getting ready to start. Early midsummer, I would say at the very latest, early fall. I think Trump is coming, is working on his internet platform. I think he is. And it's going to come out here really soon, I think. So, I do. And Dave, you need to start working on it. You need to get in touch with people down at home. They need to carry our podcast. You know? They need to carry our podcast. Pick us up. Pick us up. Pick us up.
Pick us up, God damn it.
Pick us up.
God damn it.
And,
Maybe Trump will come on our show.
There you go. We got bad news for people that like Nathan's hot dogs.
Oh, it's a matter now.
They're going to make...
What happened now?
Plant-based hot dogs now.
What the fuck?
Come on.
No.
What the hell?
Come on, this is terrible now.
Fucking plants. Everything to make it plants. Everything's plant-based. Today, now... Getting rid of cows, chickens, fucking pigs. Yeah. Everything being replaced by one thing, a plant. What the fuck did I got against plants? I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken.
Everything. Everything is plant-based. Everything is plant-based. All these fucking vegetarians. It's going to be like a... Remember that movie, fucking The Demolition Man? That was a great fucking movie. What was it? Dennis Leary said, he's a 40-year-old virgin lying around on the fucking couch singing, I wish I was an Eskimo or wiener. It's a 40-year-old virgin singing, I wish I was an Eskimo or wiener. That was a great fucking movie. Man. But that's how... I mean, I would watch that movie. It's from, I think, the 90s. With Sylvester Stallone and fucking Wesley Snipes. It was a funny movie. I haven't seen that in years, but man. And that's the way life would be under this utopia. Watch that shit. Watch it. Watch it. It's great. It's a good movie. It's funny.
Fucking utopia, all right.
Oh, yeah. Cockposin's way. Biden's way. Whatever. Something with Mr. Cockposin. His way of doing things. Or whatever. That's what it was. And all fucking restaurants. The fucking Taco Bell. Because they're the only ones that survived the fucking restaurant war.
Taco Bell.
Or whatever the fuck it was. It was an toilet paper. The three seashells. You know? That was a funny movie. That really was. I gotta watch it again. It's probably been 5 years since I've seen that movie. But I gotta watch it again. It's funny.
All right, you ready to wrap it up?
You gotta rap.
You rap.
We gotta rap. We're rapping.
You can rap, Ged. Go for it.
All right. So listen. God bless America. And.
Everybody have a great day and take a bath. C-Day just passed. It's about a good day. I don't give a shit.
Very bloody day.
I'm recognizing it. You know,
God bless our veterans.
Send people to death.
God bless our veterans that made the ultimate sacrifice for us to be in a free land. That's right.
Pray for every one of them. Because without them, you wouldn't be able to spew your bullshit.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right, I guess it's peace out.
Peace out, guys. Ciao.
Ciao.